Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another evening of Blog Talk Radio. I am your teacher and host on this evening, Minister Erica. I am always excited for the opportunity and the privilege to share in God's Word with you. We are going to open up with a word of prayer, and then we're going to go straight into our message for tonight. Why not? Dear God, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for our life, our health, and our strength. God, we bless your name. We praise you on this evening. Lord, we are so thankful for all the things that you have done for us and all the things, God, that you continue to do despite things that are going on, despite how things may look, how things may feel, God. We still just say thank you. Lord, we know that some of us are suffering with sickness in our body, God, and things can be going upside down in our finances and relationships are just torn apart, Father God. But Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would just help us on this evening, God, that you would just bless us, Lord, and lift us up and strengthen us, God, increase our faith, increase our trust in you. And Lord, we will not take it for granted that you are the one who looks out for us, that you are so the I am. And because you are God, we have the ability to be who we are. And Lord, we will lift you up. We will praise you. We will thank you, God, and just continuously be humbled for your grace and your mercy, for your faith towards us, God, and for just trusting us to carry out the gifts, for just trusting us, Lord, to do the things that you have told us to do. And God, we will just bless you, and we will be so thankful, God, to just continue, Lord, to praise your name. And God, these things we ask, oh, Lord, I ask that you would just bless the Smith family, God, and the loss of my principal's aunt, Father God. I ask that you would strengthen their hearts and encourage her, Father God, as he has lost his sister, God. We ask, Lord, that you would just go and provide comfort, God, and that you would just replace pain, Father God, and the hurt, Lord, with love and memories and smiles, God, that you would just be who they need you to be. And God, we thank you and we praise you. And all these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. So on this evening, we are going to talk about why not. Why not? So as you think about the things that God has commanded you to do and the fact that you have not done it yet because you are in fear or whatever it is, I'm going to ask you on this evening, why not? So if there is something that God has told you to do and you're not doing it, why not? Because God said he didn't give us the spirit of fear. He has given us a sound mind. So why not? What is that thing that is nudging at you at night? What is that thing that just rumbles in your spirit that can just make you get so full on the inside, but yet you're not displaying it on the outside? Why not? So let's just think about that for a moment. I want you to just marinate on that for a moment. Because if God has told you that he will heal your body, then my question for you, if you're in disbelief, why do you think that God will not heal your body? Why not? Why do you think that God would leave you by yourself? So we're going to talk about, and I'm going to give you some steps to really confront the enemy on tonight, because, you know, there are things that we are just destined to have. There are things that God has promised us and that he has told us that we can have over and over and over again. Guess what? Because of the disappointment, because of the things that hurt us, because of the people and the situations that cause us pain, we are sitting back and we're not moving in the direction that God has commanded for us to move in. So the first step in this why not journey is, one, don't depend on yourself. And in Proverbs 3:5, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Because, you know, in today's society, we live in a world where trust must be earned. And people, you know, just feel like there's no trust around. I can't trust my family. I don't know if someone is going to harm me. I'm lacking trust in this situation. And God is steady saying, you know what, you don't have to trust that person. But according to my word, you have to trust me. And he says in his word, trust in, let's take the Lord out, right? Let's just think about God for a moment and say, trust in me, and that being God, with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. If you're not trusting in God, why not? Why not? Because many of us have faced disappointment, which has taught us that we can only depend on ourselves. But when we live the life that God has called us to live, think about it. We can rest in God's understanding. So why not trust God? So we may not know in our minds all the wisdom, and we may not have everything that we need. But in Romans 11:33, it says, oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable his judgment and his path beyond tracing out. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. Are you trusting God on this evening? Why not? And trust me when I say this, that sometimes trusting God can be tough. It can be tough. It can be hard. He's given us sign after sign and thing after thing, and yet, we still question, we still wonder, we still sit down and we don't surrender to his plans, but why not? So we have to, each day, we must consciously lay aside our own plans and our own expectations, and we must surrender to God's plans. Why not trust God? Step number two, cry out to the Lord. Cry out to God, because surrender means that I am going to stop with Erica. I'm going to let Erica's way of doing it go. I'm going to begin with my lips and my thoughts to just surrender unto God. Because we need more than a commitment to depend and trust on him. Sometimes we need to just cry out to him to show, Lord, I need you. Proverbs 3:6 says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And another version of the Bible says, and he will make your path straight. Are you crying out to God? Because when we pray, we are admitting to him that his way is higher than ours. We are showing him that we can leave our troubles and our burdens behind. And yet, we can put our goals, our dreams, our vision, all those things in God's hands. And guess what? Guess what he's going to do? In Psalms 55:17, it says, evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice. Are you crying out to God? If not, why not? When is the last time that you just cried out to him and told him how you were hurting, when you just handed him over the keys to your life and you said, God, I surrender the mortgage. I surrender my vessel. Here are the keys to my life. I'm putting you in charge, Father. I trust you with what I'm going through. And allow him to lead us. Are you crying out to God? And if not, again, why not? See, our topic for tonight is why not? And why is that? Because there are things that God has told us to do. He's given us dream after dream and sign after sign and signal after signal, and yet we are sitting in that same place, and we have yet to trust him. So I ask on tonight, why not? Why not? Okay, so step number three in this journey is to run from evil. And evil can be so many different things. You know, people sometimes think that evil is just, it just means that somebody is a killer, or, you know, somebody is a rapist. Or, so listen, evil comes in many different ways. And in the Bible, John writes about it. In the fourth gospel, he describes evil as the desires of the flesh, the desires of the lust of the eyes, and the pride in our lives. So our blessings can easily become our stumbling block when we think of them as what we deserve or what we need to be happy. But we have to run from these things. We have to run from the lust that comes in our eyes and pride that can live in our heart and the desires of the flesh. We have to run from it. And if you are falling prey to it, why? If you're not running from it, turning away from it, why not? Why not? Because your life will work best when you remember the true source of your blessings. And the true source of your blessings is God. And then we have to focus on those things which pleases him. And in Proverbs 3:7, it says, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. Are you shunning away from evil, or are you falling prey to it? Really, really think about that for a minute, because sometimes the only way to live the life that God wants us to live is by separating ourselves. You have to sometimes separate yourself from those bad influences, because eventually, they're going to drag us down. Have you ever heard this saying that says, if you have 5 broke friends and you keep them as your friends, guess who's going to be broke number 6? You. Because you become what you hang around. So you have to remember that in this walk with God that you have to trust God and separate yourself from those bad influences, those things that will pull you down. Pursue righteousness. Pursue faith, love, and peace. And call out from God with a pure heart. Is this easy? No, it's not. But when you flee from evil desires, guess what? It allows us to have, some great time with God, crying out to him and leaning on him. Because he promises us something. He promises us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And when we pursue God, we find life. We find abundant life. Are you living in abundance right now? If not, why not? Number four, put God first in your life. God first in your life right now? If not, why not? Because it's very easy to put yourself first. It's always easier to, you know, boast your chest out and say, it's me, it's me. You could have so much more and be so much more if you would just put God first. And in Proverbs 3:9-10, it says, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing and your vats will brim over with new wine. So if we can trust God with the first of our wealth, we're truly showing how much we depend on him. Are you trusting God? Are you really trusting God? If not, you already know the question. Why not? Why not? Are you feeling down? Are you thinking that God has abandoned you? No such thing. So the next step is I want you to check yourself by God's word. Isn't this something? Check yourself by God's word. So let's be honest. We aren't so good at evaluating ourselves, are we? No. We're better at saying what everybody else is doing wrong and, you know, where everybody else has gone wrong and all the things that they've done. But we're not so good at acknowledging our own mistakes. Lord, have mercy. And it's hard. It's hard. But we have to begin to check ourselves against God's word. And sometimes it takes something bad happening or seeing ourselves in a bad light before we finally can admit that we need to change. And in Psalms 119:11, it says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. So think about that. When you have planted God's word in your heart, you can use his word to deal with anything. Are you using his word when you get fearful, when doubt arises, when you're hurt, when you feel alone? If not, you know the question. Why not? Why not? Our next point, number six, is listen to the Holy Spirit. Now listen. The Holy Spirit is truly our compass and GPS, right? In John 14:26, it says, but the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. So as we go through our day, let the Holy Spirit guide you. So that means that you don't have to go this journey alone, right? Let the Holy Spirit lead you into truth. 2 Timothy 1:14 says, guard the good deposit entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. The Holy Spirit. Have you listened to the Holy Spirit lately? God said the Holy Spirit is a counselor. Have you consulted with your counselor lately? Do you need an appointment? I suggest you make time to see your counselor, the Holy Spirit. It don't take a show or a rodeo or a set script. You talk to the Holy Spirit. And you sit and you wait and listen for the answer. Now, sometimes the answer is not what you want to hear, but it's not about you. Are you listening to the Holy Spirit? If not, why not? And our last point is rest in God's love. You know, it's something about a child when they fall and skin their knee. Even as an adult, when something is going wrong and you still have the ability to call your mama or call your grandma or call that person that loves you, right? There's something about that love. So that same thing goes with God. So you have to rest in God's love even when bad things happen. Even when things happen in the midst of turmoil, God is still there with us. And he uses the challenges that we go through to shape us. It's a way of grooming and pruning and making us stronger. So don't see setbacks as failure. See those times as moments when God can show up and be who he said he is. But if we never allow him the opportunity to be God because we want to be God ourselves and we don't trust in him and we don't rest in his love and we don't listen to the Holy Spirit, then what do you think is going to happen? So we have to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. And if you're not doing that, why not? Following these steps every day may be hard. The Bible also tells us to deny ourselves and follow God. It's a wholehearted commitment. It's not just when you're doing good and when you're happy and you're excited and he sent those surprise texts in the mail and this is going on and that is going on. No. It's at that very moment when you're at your weakest. Trust him no matter what. And if you're not trusting him, why not? If you're not resting in God's love, why not? If you're not listening to the Holy Spirit, why not? If you're not checking yourself by God's word, why not? If you're not putting God first in your life, why not? If you're not running from evil, why not? If you're not crying out to God, why not? If you are depending on yourself and not depending on God, why not? Why not? I really want you to think about that. Why not? God loves you. You are his child. He cherishes you, and he wants the best for his children. But as his children, we don't always want the best for ourselves. Why not? If you know that you can have that thing that you want, and he has given you the plan, he has shown you the strategy, he shakes you up, he wakes you up in the middle of the night, he's showing you don't go down this road, I said take a right, why not? Why are you still dabbling in going to the left? Why are you still dabbling and pulling over on the side of the road and sitting down and saying, you know what, Lord, but this and but that? Listen. Why not? Why not live a life of abundance? Why not be wealthy? Why not leave generational wealth? Why not be a lender and not a borrower? Why not? Why not be the head and not the tail? Why not? It's time for God's children to stand up, to take our rightful places, and to stop playing. And again, I ask you on tonight, if you're not in that place and in that space where God is telling you to go, why not? Because that thing that's behind the why not, that's the trick of the enemy. Thing that's behind the why not knows, and he sees, and he knows that if you just go to the right, God said, go to the right. Just trust me, my daughter. Don't lean on your own understanding. Just listen. Just turn right. Come on down this street. Why not? What do you have to lose? What do you have to lose? If you lose money, you can get it back. If you lose a house, he'll give you a bigger one. If you lose your car, he'll multiply them 7 times. Why not? Is what you're doing right now serving you? Is it really serving you? Are you in that place, in that position that just, you know, you're good. You don't need anything else. And if you're not, you already know my two words, why not? And I really want you to marinate on that over the next week as you begin to go into prayer, into meditation, and you're really thinking and contemplating on those things that God has told you is yours. He said, baby, I will bless you. I will give you blessings that you won't have room to receive. Your gifts will make room for you. I will open up the windows of heaven. Why not? Why have you not moved yet? Why are you taking baby steps and God told you to run? Why not? Playtime is over. It's time to stop looking at other people and admiring what they're doing and admire what God wants to do for you. And if you haven't stepped in that realm yet, why not? And I challenge you over the next week to let that be your place of meditation, to let that be your place of worship, to allow that to be your place of growth and of challenge and of change and of reflection. You know what, God? Why not? Why not? Why am I not doing this? Why am I punching the clock every day, driving 45 minutes to an hour to work when you said that I didn't have to do this? What's the problem? Why don't I have what I want when you promised it to me? Why not? Just meditate on that over the next week. Lord, you said you would heal my body, but you know, I just get so worried. I don't think you're going to do it. Why not? Why won't he? Why won't he? It's a process sometimes. And what you go through, it's not for you. or somebody else. Somebody on your journey is going to need your encouragement. Are you prepared for that assignment? Or are you still wallowing in pity? If you haven't moved, if you're not trusting, if you're not crying out to him, why not? Thank you so much for joining Warrior Women for God this evening for Bible study. We absolutely love and adore you all. We appreciate the time that you all take out of your busy schedule to join us each and every Thursday night at 8 p.m. with Minister Andrea and myself. We just want you to know that we love you. We thank God for you, and we are just always excited to have you here with us, to just listen and rejoice and learn and grow with us. Because I want you to just know that everything that we go through and those things that we teach about, we have to go through. It's not nothing that just pops up. Ask Minister Andrea sometimes, is that thing you talk about, is that something that you had to face? Of course. Ask Minister Keisha, these prayer requests that you get, that you can go to God on our behalf, is that something that, you know, maybe you've had to struggle with in your life? See, we don't teach where we haven't been tested. So when you think about the goodness of God and all that he's done for you, every day your soul, every inch of your being should just be screaming out, Lord, I thank you. Because I know if it had not been for you on my side, I don't know where I would be, who I would be, what I would be doing, if I would even be in my right mind. So, God, I thank you. So I encourage you to join us back here next Thursday when Minister Andrea brings the word, and join us on Monday night as Minister Keisha leads us in intercessory prayer. And that telephone number is 712-432-3100. And that PIN number is 283-302. Again, we thank you so much for joining us on this evening. If you have a prayer request or a praise report or something that you want to share, you can press 1 on your line. And if not, I am going to close us out in a word of prayer. And continue, please continue, as we pray for you, as we pray for every woman that is connected to our ministry. We also ask that you send a prayer back for us, because you never know what somebody is going through. Time somebody come across your mind, say a prayer for them. Don't think nothing evil. Don't say, well, I remember when they did such and such and so and so to me. No. If they drop in your heart, drop a prayer. Just say a prayer on their behalf, because prayer changes things. I absolutely love you, and thank you again for joining us. And we're going to close out in a word of prayer. Dear God, we thank you for tonight. Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Father, for all things that you've done and for the things that you continue to do. And God, some of your children are weak in their bodies and weak in their relationships, and finances are going every which way. But God, we command on this evening, we command peace. We command forth blessings. We command healing. We command wealth and abundance. We command our faith to just enlarge within our minds and in our hearts, God, so that we can step out and do what you have called us to do. Lord, we thank you for enlarging our territories. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you, God, for healing relationships, for healing our minds and our hearts, We thank you for extending your grace and your mercy. We thank you, God, for your many blessings. And Lord, we'll be so careful to give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And all these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. We love you, but remember that God loves you best. Have a great night. Good night, ladies.